yok tokak şey ami tam nokak tok şey yet nokat belu ro ro rak de mani ittake apko makke kelugo malik tolo lugo kelu nyam nik tu kak tu loka yak nege it nagalak tok terapi terapi Pijase ami pakse ami.
Ah, tam no siktini kapiya.
Ya e.
Siktini am piya.
E siktini tam no piya.
Yeah, the only people that were left living was the guy with the arrow in his nostrils, and the young man that goes up here to sleep when his mother tells him to, and two wives of Seyyat. He had two wives. So these two women and the other one, the third person, took care of this guy with an arrow in the nostrils, moving here and there. You know, they never live in one place. They'd live here one time in some other places. But along the way, this person died from that wound. These two women worked on that arrow because when it hit him right here, it went out through his, what you call this bone up here, inside your mouth. And they carved it and take the arrow out. But see, he still had an arrowhead between his legs, so that's what killed him, finally. And just before he died, he says, if I could get back at that young boy, I would have just taken him back to the trees and just, you know, hit him with my arrow at that time. I should have done that, but it was too late. It got him already. So when this guy died, so that was Seyyat, when that got hit in the nostrils. They left him there, probably buried him there, and move on to Fort Yukon. So he says those people are still living over there, probably the relatives, the ancestors. They used to live along these areas here, Nunatak, Alatna, and there, but then they went back to Fort Yukon where they belong. Really came from.
There are top go, Casual Luglugit, who call it, Samungang Ilactot, Ilitroset, Terro Casuxarto Negarcer.
Yeah. So the Salmon River people will be the last of our story. How they got back from their big fighting.
Tapko teretarani tat nakahoting aurakmang ilahoting ukiwag ukiip luting tasamani.
Salmon River mi?
Ee tasamani mi tama Salmon River mi taunan takanani kana ma galiku wakunata atarat atahoting takana. Kayana mumma ubargu rangani wani kok ekmalik yung nalo marumalo kuku pim wani wa kitwa shit nakakiga tatkiwa wasi wana kene kuku kuksho imya nalo kit nakakiga pangagok temani kagbigirakiga tatkunak tapko tat nasi Korakto nak bicarip lu, wasiterane kal kahutik, dan Piranun atarrat tapko tulang nesut maknga. Kuwang mi. Umbase tarunga tulakami. Tapko uko tusapkar negai. Se iat ukiwak toko nipliu tema tusan nipliu. Tamnu la rakaura kiljau nesok tapko nani. Ukak titakat. Se iat tukak se amigyo ukak alaktok. Nukat pelu rak rurak tema ni. Ittake apko makke kelugu. Kilunyam nik tugak taul la kayak nakigit nakalak nip lugu tak nukak begin negat uligak tu rahun di yuku ga tak nakorak tu nak tau ni yang nak sak tam na tam nula rakar.
Okay, here's Salmon River right here. These guys went back and start living there again in that following summer. The next summer, people from Kobuk area went down to a little creek there, the mouth of that creek. I think he said it's a little above Cayenne or some place in that area. And amongst these people, there was this guy named Ularagorak, the guy that hit the Seyyed through the nostrils with his arrow. They told these guys that were fighting against the other Indian people that Seyyed died that following year. And they told Ularagorak what he said just before he died, you know. I should have just taken that guy and just hit him with my bow and arrow myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be dying like this. So these people from Kobuk area heard these guys telling Ularagorak what the guy said before he died. They witnessed that thing. He was wearing those same shawl, the kind they always wear, two caribou skins, and was amongst those people.
Tam na gok ta ru la ra ga rok ta na ka rok tok na ga la ka mi u li ga tu ra ga na sha go go wa ta ra ni ka rok ta ni ka mi ma ki na mi ta tuk ta la ka rok ta tuk ta la ki nya she ya tu wa ke lu nya ma ni tu ga go lu nga pa si pangit na ki mak to ka ya ga la ri ga li na ho ni Unagok, kumakugo panga, sumimyami panga, kasulmigok taktak, nakatukbay tiyariga, temani, pagmaunni, ako sa kapiksokam ni, tirigok tabluma, ilaw ni ubani, kagsakaktit. Temani yu kami, kanukit kalakpa, tepcho, pilhat ni. Tatuktolak si niya, Se yatu wakilu nyak menyik tuwak tuk saksik pangit nakimak tuka yakigit nakon ligok. Ak paksok tu rakuni tamna tikit nyaming kanututi kek tutikirak mak nga tagungi glaunun tak na tingip luni tulak teka. Nakakigat. Nalukok tamna nalukit nakakigat unun.
This area they call Nalluk is a seining place for fish. White fish. It must be a mouth of a creek or something. But anyway, when they told Ularagorak that Seyyed would have done this to him, you know, at that time. And he says, he stood up and said, look at me, see what I would do if Seyyed tried hitting me with his bow and arrow. And he run real fast down where that sanding place is, and the creek would be about so, gee, maybe about so wide. And all of a sudden, this is what I would do, this is how fast I would run, you know, or move and he really fly up and just go across, clear across that creek. That's how fast he was. He was showing these people, saying that maybe he wouldn't get hit by him. That's it. Okay, long time ago when people kill other people, they make songs which they call anekshori. This song was made by Ula Ravora, the guy that shot this guy between the legs and through the nostrils. He made this song for Sayyid, against Sayyid.
She will let go what I'm not saying. She yammy tip she nyakpat.
Yeah, the first part of that song he started off is saying, it's so funny seeing the two wives of Sayyid carrying him around, you know, being wounded.
And
the second part says, go ahead, go towards Kobuk and go fight again. He meant that, you know, he never win. Never win, even if he goes there to fight again. That's it.
It's August 3rd, 1983, and Joe Sun is going to tell another one of the old stories, but it's a true account, like the last one.
Ok, Okaktu tigi gisigit ka uplabok tapko nukakit pinyasot. Aningangga gua aningaklek dikerilamak pirak dikangat.
This morning he's going to start off talking about three brothers. And the oldest brother's name is Dike Rilak. Dike Rilak. Oldest brother.
Tapka Ovanuka Rejoko Dike Rarigay. Kartu Dike Nekabu Dublavak. Mark Nakhton Renyip Lirik. Pak ngurok pak ma nunalik yuting pirat nukari tako dan masih awik tau kata hoting nunanun nak mulake di lak hoting angguting ikyun nunam anggut nek marungan dek rutenyun dek syukar miknik dek rutiling mun ini lak tak hoting dan ma awik tau kata hoting ini lak nasat.
Oh, yeah, these brothers, when they talk about them, they say they're not from around here, from our area, or from any other area. They're from above us, someplace, from a different place, land. And these three brothers divide themselves into different countries. Like, they like to eat, probably, maybe one of them like to eat the coastal animals, so one of them landed down there, and the other one probably around here, and the other one someplace. They each like a different kind of animals they like to eat. So they didn't come down to one place. They divide themselves up.
Tamnova, she would lay the rock after the lagna caput, the carilla, aninganga tapco. Mongale in the long next of Kuvuman, Marumunga Marino Narvitinum, Makuningale, Nuna Mangutani, or Clanig, Yarinic, Taranakishu Lune, Nakishu Nakami, the Mongale in the long next up.
First, he's going to talk about the oldest brother that landed here in our area because he liked to eat bear meat. Black or brown bear, either one. And the oldest one is Tigirilak.
Uvasi tamani nyunegak shipment. Mani maka nyuneg tat. Tara mak maktaun reshagun kamagip lugu. Tatna atanegi leitip lugu. Tabruma. Mani nyu nektat atani mipluwitatna angunaislikun marrumuna. Dematatna angunaisho pinyak naksikman orlo tirakakslugit. Inyu itatna peksinyegay tabuluma.
When he start living amongst these people up here in our area, they had so much respect for him, he became their leader. In hunting and some other ways too. Because he was a different person from them and they have respect for him. They knew he wasn't from around here.
The money that I need you now, I think. Okay, I'm going to need it up next. I'm going to need it up next. I'm going to need it up. It name or rechame kaluktungarming tamat kuninga negrutini makuninga aklanikli yarengi klopin yet lengesa angukat kawangawa temukarme terenek kagata penga nik matagla pinyara nikangi tematu wayasira mata.
In late fall he would hunt with these people for these bears, when they're fat and the meat is good, that's late fall. When they're almost ready to hibernate. Because that's their tradition from long ago. They don't hunt them early in the summertime when fishing time is still going on, but they hunt them later in the fall.
Tara orla hotel ge chakne ge ku wakun mona ta bu ma te mana monang hotel ling mek te ma paket lik sang mek nunak la tara ta na chek in yu orla hotel rata ne ge orla ku minyak ta nuta ta mit te ma tara ik lop lu tik ta na apratit na ga ge tara te mana apratit na ga ne kangi ta bu ngat mon Tene karton arata nagaka tutunik pogrinya pogre samik pakiksa tit napi aputau kaksinata.
And they would live all year long and then come springtime, early spring, like maybe in March or a little earlier than that. He would take them going upriver, starting upriver and hunt in that area up there for like moose and caribou. He would take so many young men with him. And they call this group Avrat. They probably would live on bear meat, what they caught that late fall, and then go through the winter and comes when the days are getting longer, then he takes them up by the way of that river and hunt for caribou and moose and other animals that are good to eat at that time. And they call the group Avrat, A-V-R-A-A-T. Yeah.
Lakaming tara tabung o lakaming iklaw aming yok tabruma umat tikerela mo unenge kaisake iklaw orang na lakaming tara ma oliya lagatut orlat orlat na galagagige orlat lagatut nutkagatut tana tara yok tana mata tap ko iklaw ropa yat katip loting. Ukak sakto lekto alao kami, tako kailangan nutkakweta manabata pakiaksilera kigat. Tara guktabani pakihuting, tara iyak rimig nakakaklamig tubo miramig tara pakitirakdut. Tara guktat nasak tikit niyamit lungunengi nutkakaktut tabluma. Tama pangutik saman.
Okay, these people would travel by dog teams? Sled for each, maybe two persons. And then along the way, all of a sudden, this Dikirilak sled would stop in a certain place and won't go again, even though he forced his dogs to pull his sled. It won't move at all. And then these group of young men, these people that are traveling with him, would plan, let's check around this area, see if we can find anything when his sled stops like this. And sure enough, when they search around that area, they would find bears hibernating. So that's why the sled stops there. It either would be black or brown bear.
Tara ta no ko tiki raki ge tara go ga si wa ila ne tamane tutun tutu si ya ya ming mane tara ta bu ga pipleting tama chan ri wa ko na se ka ung ga ho te ka ma ka mu ga nak tu wa me ka ma ka ma ne ga nun tu lu ga ke nak ka ga nun That need lot rooting who came. To the economic demand, to bring it in.
And sometimes they wouldn't find no animals to hunt, you know, in this area of our river, of our the Kobuk River. So they would go clear out to Anaktuvik Pass to a place called Duluak and get some caribou from out there.
Oh no, what are the Kobuk? Chan Rivamun native Rakaming, Terra Tamarumuna, that Kakmunga Kakta, Kakmunga to Luka Kakmahakmanate Len.
Vogo Kulutigig?
E Kulutigig, Navarigata, Naku Wablo, Alas of Lak and Rock, the late Itibrek, whom I nigger native with Katararia.
Una Asikuru, Senya.
Argumunita,
Argumunita. Okay, here's Kobuk River here. They would travel through Kobuk River. Go on through Kulutigik. It's a portage, I think, going to this Alikakit River or something. Right here. And then from that river, they go on to Arumun Itdok, which is John River, he says. And then go on up to this place through Anaktuvik. This here is another creek going, getting into John River. So when you're on your way to Anaktuvik, you can see this river clear. So that's how they travel when they're hunting with this guy.
That na coming terra that home are coming. That car mutteral and rit yamming. The money or the game of the money chan river me. Was you may you think a tag of ship you take that? A tag of thing, the marumongo go you come. Go you cook, Manetta, neat, neat, no more. The monarch are ta hooding. Marumani, go you cook, Mitterra, Manna. The Marumunga eat no more late, eat lunate, some move on a kangy hock toxally, Maracoca chatna, hock the wet nakang. The mono worry. Ku yu ka kuna ta ho tik tikit nyamit rung marrumu na ta gira ho ting tamat kuningu bi yak mik nik. Marra ku wak mun marrumu nga. Una. Pari wa it nitok. Mit kam na sak wak sega. Uwa uwa ngobu na narwa ka kone. Uwa nga narwa mitara. Uma etik ti mauru tip lugu chubu ka. Pari wa mun. Tere tamona ta hoting ang ila hoting ari.
Ah, manna waka kuyo kale kuti kangat kupang mit pira ka
batong. Manna.
Ang nalaka?
Ang na kuyo kumit, ang na kuyo kumit, nakaki. Tagragwig it nakaki ka, tagragwig mig inyupay ito na tekak.
They call it tagragwig inyupay. He says, when they don't come back early enough, while the winter is still going on, they spend their summer around here in John River, make their boats. They'd go down through Koyukuk River.
To damengit nik da na amexlewo umirak nexet dat kawan.
Oh, they make their boats out of, you know, frame them with wood, and then use caribou skins to cover it up, like whale boats, but it's made out of caribou skins. So they go down through John River, and then here's this river going this way, which is Paw River, I guess he says. And then he says there's a lake along the way here. They stop right there and walk their boats through this little piece of land here that's connecting to Kobuk River, and that's how they come back home. So when it's too late for them to come back while there's still snow, they spend their summer around John River and comes back by boat. They call these people that travel like this, like they go up winter time and then they go this way and comes back. They call them Evil Road. Which means like going around the bend and, you know, going back.
That given a carbonation mock who walk on any Yerny Carnex, Tamnaticarilla. Are you a churro at not negating a tamna? That need you meet New York at not. Are you a perhone? That are you a churro migashi at the cocklo?
Carbonicu won't come in it, Lunir and Ninga tamna?
Hey,
Kuvon come in it, Lunir and Ninga?
Eh, that I may but. Dari law loading iglaw aming tamna erninga pona iglaw kakhlawit pona ta na pisukune persinyaso kutegokta nagarigat susuye khone upla milya ulagakhi mata ponga na pongi nyakanyo khone ta na tutusuye ta khsura supaya ta kutegokta nagarigat tamna ta naxinyaxo orla axilgit matublan khabanegla khamukubo kongen
and once again they were hunting up river, you know, to the end of Kobuk River. When they start getting ready to go with their dog team, this son of Tikirilak by the name of Argate Jurak, they call him Argate Jurak cuz he didn't have no hand on the other arm. Anyway, there's this mountain in this area going that way. He walked when these guys were going on dog team. And they met each other's way up end of Kobuk River. He met his son up there with these other guys. I mean, he traveled with these other guys, but this son of his was traveling alone. So when a person walks up, you know, when these are going on dog team, they call it Khutiroktok. So he traveled that way by walking. He was hunting too, but then he was taking this different route. And these guys were traveling through the river.
Tamna tera kutero tak tamna. Tama sunik tutunik ili choksinya ngi nyakoni. Tama pichak na sungat nagi tak na pirak nasok. Tama tutunik tatpane pogri saksanik tako ame te mata na tap kununga te pununga dublak biksau ta nuk te ga naksak te masi takip juga sibulika mi jasi langane dublanik tawno pipian te mata sa tap ko asi ulak luwit pera nikangi tabluma oma arigai churam tat pona ta ninga sigau kata hone pe ame tutok parak inyo inyo nikluwi jili chowe nega te mata uchimi or lakten ngaling nega tutok parak tat pani tere taunu at kahoting peaksi mata tere yok sabinye tabluma arigai nyat menyat kerja suci apa yang meminyak itu tak na tak nasi malletip loit pugra sih pun ni tak tak na terus tak digila kau ni tak na kapung meminyak loit tak na kalau kami kasok kami dia tak na amna kenyun ni temel kosungat lego kan wagla tutut mengarmi tema tamak nga tema orang nesok takun nulak tak siapa dah dia sih mak lu tak
okay. He says when a person is going on a different route through these mountains here, he's the guy that's checking where the caribou will be without shooting them. Just want to find out where they are so he can tell these people that are on dog team. They're up there in this area. But one time he was doing that again. He realized that he was scaring away the caribou. He by accident. I mean, you know, they spotted him first. So when the caribou were running away, he started hurrying up and tie a knife to where the hand is missing. You know, tie it to his wrist probably like this. Real tight so it won't come off. And when he caught up with these caribou, he start, you know, spearing them with his knife that's attached to his arm. And he never even tried to turn back how many caribou he got. He just went along when he thinks he's got enough and go towards, by the way, to meet these people where they would be camping.
Tarani tarata na kami tam na rigay churak, tema ta na kaso kami, kanukag lakak tilani, bisungat na go, tema ta na nulak bisaw ta na nulak ta na so. Ta na si taratikit yan eh, nulanik tao no. Isa kami, tatami yun. Tutto si rawak, inyawning na kami git, orlak din nga ning ne kamigit. Piyuk kalaw kamigit at pagmata nang ilak to ko. It nang nasok tatami niya. Tatang nga si Goktara, kiga, ikinye nginyo it piksa ni kalaw kapigit it nang nga. Tat nak mani Goktara, tabro mo ikningat kiga, subik tema igliwa naluwigat it nang nasok tara amna. I'm not too many, Cameron Rainier.
Ah,
she would tell me you want to lose it, Narago.
And then after he did that with the caribou, he got in together with the other people that were traveling with his father. They set up their camp already when he reached there. And he told his father that. All of a sudden, he realized that he was scaring away the caribou, and telling him that he got some caribou, you know, but he didn't tell him how many he caught. And his father asked him, "Did you get enough for all of us to share?" And his son said, "I don't know. I'd never even tried to look back how many caribou I got." He tell him that when he reached there. And when these, because they have to check how many caribou he caught, so they went back through his trail to where he killed all those caribous. He says they worked on them, they bring back and forth the meat, the skin, but they didn't get done that whole spring and leave some of them behind. There were so many for all of them. All spring long, they went back and forth to their boats, bringing meat, butchering them, skinning them, but they didn't get done with all of them. So that's how many he caught in that one time.
No longer feel like a pack to get the sun moon. Go up to man and eat the little. Ul got lights on our gutter. There are that need talk. All the tilling at me, Ulrosak say, Amy. Unungat Munorosunga cane, Pabungat Munoronexo.
He says, at the mouth of Pick River, which is just a little below us here. There's a big tree with sturdy branches, big branches, limbs. And this Dikirilak, when he no longer uses his stuff, each time he brings them down there to this under this big tree. Like if he no longer uses his snowshoes, he brings them down there. If he no longer uses his sled, he brings them down there. There used to be this tree down the mouth of Pick River. And it just fall on the ground not too long ago. Joe said he had how many kids when it fell down to the ground. But the fast current, you know, keep eating the ground away where it was upright. And finally it went like this towards the river. Then one summer, they find out that it didn't fall on in the river. Instead, it went this way and fell on the ground. For some reason, you know, not into the river, but it went back this way and fell on the ground. He said it's a place where Dikirilak used to bring his stuff.
Nukat pemik, pirik sahone, iglau rik sahone, Oh, mas si yo vi tip carne eso. Si yo vi menos. Ma de mani. Tal na si ta rin yung nutikit niya ming sila ta no tamong ani yi yo tip carne. Sila ta ni yaksip yo tikit apko. Si yo vi mit.
And along the way, this man finally got old, you know. His wife's gone and his son is gone. And he himself started getting pretty old. Then he chose one of the young men from the Kobuk area. And they traveled towards Selwik and got into these people, which are Selwik people. During the winter time, they make him a little shelter and he start living outside of them. You know, there's a village and then his place would be out there somewhere.
Wari tagung ako tik ta na niji yamin yun na yun na tapko sila ta niyo. Wari agnak si gibig me irnya karnak sa ligo angat koro atak tawmik tara tabroma angat koro kami atak taw nukat pem. Tamam na sinigtog ka manun nami angat ko migot di kaya gaksin nila. Ang gwacha na sinigtog na taktan. Wari. Nagtakalaw kami. Hanan niyo kakawigin nila. Inyagok tala ang gwacha. Angat ko po nipligo, sunipligo, katusak na kurok. Ilicokit lang niya sa ubagok, tiket katawala ko, angat ko mingon, ilicokit lang sa. Itnang na sa kanam niya.
And amongst these Selwik people, there was a woman, and she had a son. And her son was...